Welcome back, everyone, to the Athlete's Mind podcast. Today, I'm very excited for this episode. Just before we get into it, everyone listening, thank you for the recent support. If you are new here, make sure you follow us and subscribe. And if you're returning, thank you, because you guys are what keep this podcast going. Today, we are joined by John DiBella. I'm very into my fighting, so I'm very excited for this one. Our first kickboxing champion on the podcast. So for all you fighters and fighting fans out there, I hope you enjoy this one. So Johnny, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm very good. And yeah, I know you're a busy man with your upcoming fight. So yeah, we really do appreciate you taking the time. We start every podcast the same, and we ask our athletes how the journey started. How did you sort of get into fighting? I understand that you sort of, your father got you into the sport. Where did the journey start? And it talked to us a bit about that.
Yeah, and I started training at 2 years old in Montreal, Canada, with my father. He's a former kickboxing world champion as well. So I just started training at his gym and grew up in the martial arts world.
Yeah, so you grew up with the sport. That's awesome. And were there any other sports that sort of gained your interest growing up, or that you tried, or has it always been fighting?
Yeah, for sure. Like calcio, football was always like always on my mind, always thinking about it, always playing it on the side. But I kept on training kickboxing and boxing and fighting. So I stuck with that.
Yeah, so soccer or football was more a bit of fun for you, right?
Yeah, I had fun playing football, yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Now, growing up for you, with the number of fights you had, I believe you have actually never lost in any form of fighting before. What has sort of kept you working hard despite not losing a fight and sort of getting complacent? What sort of kept you with that same drive throughout all your fights?
Well, yeah, in my mind, I have to just do one fight at a time. So, like, I try not to, like, focus on, like, other fights while I'm training for one fight, you know? So, like, I do one fight at a time. I don't try to, like, protect my record as, like, saying, oh, I'm never going to lose because anything can happen in a fight. So I just do, like, one fight at a time, and that's it, man. I just train every time I get a fight. I train for that fight, and I focus on that fight, and that's it.
Yeah, that's very good. I think it's important to focus on the goal that is close to you, because if you focus too much on the future, then you sort of lose sight of what matters in the moment. So that's good. Now, being trained by your father, you know, as you mentioned before, used to be a world champ as well. How has his influence been on you, and, you know, sort of being trained by your father, how has that helped you develop as a fighter?
Yeah, it's been very good, because he had a bunch of experience in the past. So whatever his mistakes were in the past, like, he makes sure I don't do them in the present, you know. So he just always reminds me of not to make the mistakes he made in the past, and that's it, man. He just continues the same thing, same recipe every day.
Yeah, awesome. Did he sort of make you aware that fighting is a very dangerous sport from a young age?
Yeah, for sure. Like, he warned me from the beginning. He's like, listen, he never forced me into fighting. But, like, he's like, if you want to do it, like, I told him, like, I want to fight and continue fighting. And he's like, listen, if you want to do it, it's going to be dangerous. It's going to be hard work. So you gotta do it his way. I gotta do it his way and in his training. And yeah, that's how I did it. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And I want to sort of ask you a bit about your time with the Glory Championship. So you made your Glory Championship debut in 2016. How was your experience sort of fighting in that league?
Yeah, Glory was a good league. It was a good league. They just didn't have my weight division. So like they had to do like one fight at a time with them. But yeah, it was a good experience with them. It was very good.
Yeah, because you were given the chance in 2018 to fight for the lightweight title, the Glory 55 in New York, and you ended up winning by unanimous decision. How was the feeling of winning your first major title?
Yeah, that was like the North American title in 2018. It was North American title. Yeah, the Glory 55. Yeah, it was a good major title like win, because my opponent was also one of the best in North America. Mm-hmm. So like we're the top two fighters in North America fighting each other. And he's from a fighting family and I'm from a fighting family. So it was like a little bit of a rivalry. So we fought each other and it was a good win.
So it was a good matchup between you two.
Yeah, it was very good.
Now, of course, currently you are with ONE Championship, one of the biggest fighting leagues in the world. So you signed with them in 2021, and you know, what was this offer something you were sort of expecting? And explain the feeling you had to sign that contract.
Well, yeah, and ONE Championship is like the biggest league in the world right now. You know, it's like the hottest league for kickboxing, for all martial arts, kickboxing, Muay Thai, MMA. In grappling, so yeah, most of the fighters in kickboxing and Muay Thai want to be in ONE Championship. So at the time, it was coming up, and that was the only place like to be the best, and all the best fighters were. So, when I signed the contract, I was very very excited because I was going to be facing the best. I knew I was going to be facing the best in the world, and we're all going to be in the top 10 fighting each other. I love the competition. For sure.
Yeah, nice. And, you know, perhaps for you, the biggest fight was against Zhang Pimien, with you winning by unanimous decision and a spectacular knockout in the last round of a leg kick. Describe the feeling of winning that and the belt, you know, sort of becoming the strawweight champion of that league.
Yeah, it was a good win. I won by unanimous decision in October 2022. Yeah, it was a good win. He was number one. He was ranked number one in the division. So I knew I had my eyes on him from joining ONE, and I had to take him out to be the number one. I had to take number one spot. So yeah, it was a good feeling. I was very excited after, and continue to doing it every fight. I can't wait to do it even more.
Yeah, and I could sort of tell, you know, the emotion on your face with, you know, your hand being raised and the belt being placed around you. That would have been amazing. I actually wanted to ask you, with the knockout that you did in the last round, what was sort of going in through your head for that move? Was that something you were sort of looking for? Did you see an opening? How did you sort of go about that?
Yeah, so I saw an opening in training. Watching his videos in the past, I saw he has like a wild hook. So every time he throws it, his face is open. And so every time he throws, so I was timing it from the first round. I was timing it, the head kick, and I just couldn't get it. He was blocking it well. And then I was gonna go back to it in the later rounds because I knew his hand was gonna be tired. So he was gonna drop his hands and eventually throw the hook and time it with a kick. So yeah, it happened at the last second. So it was good.
Yeah, very smart. I mean, that's awesome knowing that you timed that sort of from the first round. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think this is a bit off topic, but I heard you say in a recent podcast that you went on that you actually encountered his team at the hotel you were staying at. And I believe Zhang's father said to your father that his son was going to knock you out. After the fight, were there any sort of words exchanged, or were there sort of a mutual respect shown between you and the team?
So it was his coach that said it to my father. Yeah, so he said it to my father in the hotel room, in the hotel lobby. And it was just trying to get into our head, but we haven't spoken to him after the fight, but we'll be fighting him in the future.
Yeah.
For sure. But my main focus now is to fight Daniel Williams on October 6th in Thailand. So I got to focus on him.
Of course.
Yeah, he's my number one focus right now.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely, yeah. And yeah, I was actually just about to ask you about Daniel Williams. And he is an Australian fighter, so I'm obviously interviewing you from Australia. So, but yeah, I'll definitely be watching along that fight, and I hope you get the win for that one. What are you sort of doing to prepare in the lead up for that fight?
Yeah, and I'm just doing the same thing like I always do in training, just training a bit extra harder for this one because everybody want now like that Daniel wants to come for my belt. So like he's coming from my belt. He's trying to take away my belt, so I gotta train even harder and defend it. So I gotta just keep on training the same way I always train, but harder.
Yeah, nice. He is quite a good fighter. I've seen he's gone up against some big names. I think he fought Rod Tang as well. Do you think this is one of your biggest fights coming up?
Yes, I believe he's one of my toughest and most experienced opponent up to date. So I believe it's gonna be a tough fight. I believe it's gonna be not an easy fight. He's gonna come to fight. He's gonna come to swing. He's gonna come to brawl. He's gonna come to hurt my legs. So I gotta watch out with him. And I believe it's gonna be a good fight, a good matchup. It could be a fight of the year. So I think it's gonna be a really good fight.
Awesome, yeah. And I sort of want to ask you a bit about some future goals that you have. So obviously you're in the ONE Championship at the moment, where you did mention it's the best league for kickboxing, Muay Thai, all that sort of type of fighting styles. Have you ever sort of considered potentially switching to full MMA? Has UFC ever been on the agenda, or do you just sort of main focus stay in the ONE Championship?
Right now, my main focus is to stay in the ONE Championship. But I always like had like thinking about going to MMA and switching to MMA. I was going back and forth with it, but right now, like ONE Championship has good opportunities for me in ONE Championship kickboxing and all the other sports. So I'll be staying with ONE Championship for
Of
sure.
course, yeah. And sort of outside of your fighting career, do you do any coaching at your gym, or is it just you mainly fighting?
Yes, no, I do coach at the gym. We coach. I coach every week, every day, almost every day with the family. My father, my mom, we own the gym. So yeah, we own the gym together. And I always coach the kids' classes. I help coach. I assist coach the kids' classes. I coach the adult classes, and sometimes I do coach the kids' classes altogether. So yeah, it's I do coach as well. So I really like it. So maybe in the future I do that full time, but right now I'll be concentrating on my fight. So now that I'm fighting in a few weeks, in 5 weeks, I'll be like stopping coaching and like focusing on training for sure.
Definitely, yeah. I think it's good with coaching and fighting. I think sometimes coaching gives you a different perspective as well, and it sort of helps your own development in fighting. So that's awesome. Now I just have a couple personal and mental questions that we like to ask here on the podcast. The athlete's mind, it's our biggest focus. The first one I have for you is, with all the people that you sort of look up to for advice, in your life, who is the biggest supporter for you, would you say? Would you say it's your father? I'm sure there's a long list, but if you could narrow it down, who would that sort of person be for you?
Yeah, I guess it'll be my father because he's been like in my shoes and fighting, and he's been in high level competition. So every time, he always tells me like gives me advice in the combat sports because it's hard. It's very hard to it's a very hard sport. Very hard to do. It's like it's life or death sometimes. Like, you feel like it's a life threatening sport, so you can get hurt in combat sports. So yeah, if any questions, I'll ask my dad for sure and look up to him for sure.
Awesome. And for other young fighters out there trying to make it to a high level in fighting, what sort of piece of advice would you tell them, even people listening now that sort of want to take that career in fighting?
Yeah, man, it's hard work. You gotta keep on doing the same thing. I know like a lot of people nowadays, like they don't like repeat the same things and like they want to always get the extra, but like repetition is a and discipline. You have to those two things you need that in sports, not only in fighting sports, but in all sports. You need to do repeat the same thing over and over to be good at something, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like consistency and repetition, like you said, they're very,
If you
very
want to
big.
be good at something, you got to do it over and over and over and over again. And start young. You know what I mean? You got to start young. sure.
Yeah, 100%. Now, with all the training you do you ever sort of feel mentally burnt out? Of course, physically you would be sore a lot, but do you ever sort of tired mentally with training every single day, morning, night, twice a day, three times a day? How do you sort of deal with that?
Yeah, sometimes like during this camp, we felt like sometimes we need a break in our mind, but like you have days off for that, so it's normal to feel tired, and it's normal to feel mentally tired as well, because like it can play a lot of a toll on the mental. It's like, I don't know if I can get up, you know what I mean? I don't know if I can train today, but you gotta switch it and like, you know what, just do it, you know, just go. Yeah, for sure. But it plays sometimes, it does, like you feel like mentally tired and everything, but yeah. It's okay, you gotta just do it. You gotta turn it off the switch.
I guess that's where the discipline sort of comes in handy during the, when you don't want to do it, you just have to. So that's, yeah, that's good. And sort of asking you about mentally preparing for fights, you know, in the locker room before the fight, is there a sort of a routine you like to go through to, do you get nervous before your fights at all?
I get nervous for sure, especially now with like high competition and it's in front of a lot of people, like millions watching around the world. Yeah, you get nervous a bit for sure, like a little bit. You get like a little bit nervous. But like once you're in the locker room, once you're about to go out, like you're just focusing on performing, you know, you gotta perform. And I have a little routine I do. Sometimes it doesn't happen like the way you want it to be in the locker room. Like, but sometimes like cold in the locker room, I like it warm in the locker room. Sometimes it gets cold in there. You gotta warm up a bit extra, but like it doesn't go as planned as well. But you gotta make it, like you gotta work. You gotta warm up even more. Yeah, for sure. There's always a routine.
Would you say making weight is one of the hardest things in fighting?
I don't know. I don't have to cut weight, so I'm good. I'm right on weight, so yeah. I don't have to cut weight. So I'm lucky with that. But other fighters, it seems to be a problem. So I guess I can't speak for them, but for me, I don't have to cut weight.
That's
so,
good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm lucky with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I just have one more mental question for you, and we get many different answers from people. But what sort of motivates you? Do you have a key motivation that you think to when performing? Obviously, being in the highest level that you're at, when times are hard in training, even when things are going well, what do you sort of think to that keeps you and pushes you over that line?
Yeah, just to keep winning my family motivates me. You know, my family always think about them and their future, and always thinking about them. You know, I want to keep my family name proud, and that's it. That's it. Awesome. Just keep winning, and especially I love what I do, so I want to win for sure.
Awesome. Well, that wraps it up. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Johnny. We really do appreciate it.
Man.
We understand
Thanks,
you're very busy. But yeah, thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks.
And best of luck for your fight in October. Me and my family will be watching. So I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure you'll get
Say hi to the family. Nice hat, nice shirt.
Yeah, thanks for the shirt as well.
And
yeah.
Nice hat.
Yeah, and the gloves. Thanks for the gloves as well.
Thanks, no problem, man.
Everyone listening, this will be out on Spotify and all podcast platforms, as well as YouTube. Go and check it out on everything. And make sure you catch Johnny and his fight in October against Daniel Williams. It's going to be a very good fight. So make sure you check that out. And let me know if you guys want more fighters on the podcast and we'll make it happen. And thank you guys for listening and tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.